Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Portfolio management can take many forms these days, from value investing to growth investing to what our next guest calls ethical investing. Mike Cuckle is a chartered financial analyst and CEO of the Sovereign Financial Group, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Mike, welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike. Glad to be here.
So let's go ahead and just dive right into this. The definition of ethical investing.
It's a funny one to define because it really is a broad spectrum of how you can approach investing. But really what it's about is giving the individual investor the power to allocate their capital toward companies whose practices and values align with the investor's personal beliefs. Some beliefs might be rooted from an environmental perspective. Others are religious or political perspective. But what ethical investing does is give that investor the opportunity to own companies that they can be proud to own and to really reflect who they are through their investment.
This is a little more narrowly targeted to the individual investor, not just a broad category like social investing.
That's right, yes. Social responsible investing has been around quite a long time, and it certainly has taken on its own really its own form and created a niche in the marketplace where ethical investing is taking that concept and really bringing it down, as you said, to that individual. For example, we focus a lot on what's called biblically responsible investing that applies those religious values. So it's companies not only that they would avoid, but also companies we look for that they would be proud to own.
Well, walk us through how you design a portfolio for someone who wanted to have their own personal ethical portfolio.
Where we start is to ask if there are any ethical or moral concerns that we should be aware of when creating a portfolio. And that gives them the opportunity to work through and to identify those things, which we then apply to a portfolio generally through going to other managers who are going to be managing their money, whether it be in that large cap growth or it be in the small mid cap, whichever specialty they have. We then apply the screens that the investor would like to have on that portfolio. So a portfolio for an investor would look similar to any other portfolio in that it would cover the different asset classes. It would have multiple managers. It would be diversified across the board, but they would have those screens that are applied to the portfolio.
So the portfolio itself would still be designed according to the goals of the client as far as whether you have a certain amount in value type of investments or growth type of investments or even income type of investments.
That's right. That's right. It really would look like any other portfolio from that top-down approach, really from more of a 30,000-foot view. But when it's applying those screens, that's where you may see some differences there. The interesting part of that is that you actually find the performance of screen portfolios to perform in line with a non-screen portfolio.
So how difficult is it to find these investments that match an individual's ethical requirements? For example, you said you specialize in biblically responsible investing. So how hard is it to find companies who follow those principles?
When you look at those companies that are out there, and the vast majority of companies are trying to be good corporate citizens, we find they're simply focused on making a good product and getting that product into the marketplace. So you would be amazed how many that you really can invest in, that the universe doesn't shrink that much from a screen perspective. But there are companies out there that take different approaches, and they're rather public about the approach they're taking, whether it's for a political agenda or the things they support. So we track those companies and what they're doing, so it's easier to screen those out. But to screen in companies, we are looking at what they actually do. What do they produce? How do they market it? How do they treat their employees? And again, what we find is the majority of companies that we're looking at are qualified and investable company for us.
And does this mean that you need to track the lobbyists for these companies? Almost every corporation in America has, you know, big companies anyway that are public have lobbyists in Washington that are pushing agendas, right?
No, that's right. Yeah, they're definitely pushing agendas, and we do look at those types of activities. We'll actually, in the company that I work with, the Biblically Responsible Investing Institute, they will send out questionnaires to companies, and they will have personal contact and do company visits to talk to people in the company about their policies and how they approach the specific things that we're trying to screen for.
Well, Mike, very interesting. Thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Mike Kuckel is CEO of Sovereign Financial Group. He's also a chartered financial analyst and a member of the South Carolina Society of Chartered Financial Analysts. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.